During the partial government shutdown, the state sent about $1.7 million to the federal government to keep the national parks open. But there was no promise that they would receive any of it back. At his monthly news conference on KUED, Governor Herbert says Utah's congressional delegation is working hard to make sure the state gets repaid. He also says he believes it was a good investment, even if they don't.
And it certainly was worth it when you think we spent about $166,000 in the investment side and get about $3 million a day in our national parks and those surrounding areas in economic benefit. It's a good return on your investment.
Herbert says Utah was fortunate to have the resources to pay to keep the parks open, but he hopes that they aren't forced to do it again.
I just say to you that the shutdown, there were no winners. The attempt to shut down the federal government, I don't think is a good idea. And I'm disappointed that we got to that point.
Utah sent the federal government enough money to keep the parks open for 10 days, but after financing six of those days, the shutdown ended. Herbert says they haven't received the leftover money yet, about $600,000, but the check is in the mail. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.